我们同心祷告。
Let's pray。
天父，我们在你的面前，求你向我们吹气，向我们说话。那更新大能的灵，在我们的身上重新建立我们，医治我们，更新我们，奉耶稣基督的名，阿门。让我们一起打开希伯来书第十三章。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 13.
希伯来书第十三章，我们看第一到第六节。
Hebrews chapter 13, verse 1 to 6.Hebrews chapter 13. Keep on loving each other as brothers. Do not forget to entertain strangers. For by so doing, some people have entertained angels without knowing it. Verse 3. Remember those in prison as if you were their fellow prisoners, and those who are mistreated as if you yourselves were suffering. Marriage should be honored by all, and the marriage bed kept pure, for God will judge the adulterer.And all the sexually immoral. Keep your lives free from the love of money and be content with what you have. Because God has said, Never will I leave you, never will I forsake you. So we say with confidence, The Lord is my helper, I will not be afraid. What can man do to me?
希伯来书十三章第一节，你们务要长存弟兄相爱的心。不可忘记用爱心接待客旅，因为曾接待客旅的，不知不觉就接待了天使。你们要纪念被捆绑的人，好像与他们同受捆绑，也要纪念遭受苦害的人，想到自己也在肉身之内。婚姻，人人都当尊重，床也不可污秽，因为苟合行淫的人，神必要审判。你们存心不可贪爱钱财，要以自己所有的为主，因为主曾说：“我总不撇下你，也不丢弃你。”所以我们可以放胆说：“主是帮助我的，我必不惧怕。”人能把我们怎么样吗？这几天，我们看到叫人非常心痛的一些事情发生。
We've seen some very unfortunate events these few days.
在美国的医院，一个军队的医院里面，医生杀了十多的人，伤了几十个人。
In America, a psychiatrist opened fire and injured and killed quite a few people.
在我们国内，应该是发生在昨天，一个爸爸把两个孩子烧死，把家放火，然后自己跳楼自杀。
In our own country, yesterday there was a report of A man who set fire to his own home, killing his children, and he himself committed suicide.
我们看到这样的事情的时候，我们心里非常的难受。
When we see and hear about these, we are hurt.
也许我们会在那里咒骂那个行凶的人。
Perhaps in our heart, we will curse the person who the perpetrator.
但我相信，人走到这样的一个地步，做出这样的一个事情，我们也感到非常非常的同情跟无奈。
But I believe that when a person is reaches such an extent to commit these crimes, we are also in our mind also we are.
为什么行凶的人要走到这样的一个地步？难道他的问题，他所面对的那个困境，他所面对心里面种种任何的情形，为什么没有一个出路呢？
Why is it a person is driven to such an extreme as to commit these crimes?
今天早上希伯来书作者告诉我们，上帝是永不撇下我们，不抛弃我们。
In this passage today, the author of Hebrews tells us that God will never leave or forsake us.
我想做出那样的一个伤害别人的事情的人，在他做这样的事情的之前，很可能他感觉到他是最孤单、最孤独、最无助，心中最多的这个愤怒跟苦闷。
I believe that the person who commits these acts of hurt against others, at that moment they are lonely and hurt and alone.
而什么时候叫我们感到是那么的孤独？ 是那么的无助无奈，而最后呢走向了自我灭亡，甚至呢这个把别人也消灭的这样的地步。
And under what situation do we feel so isolated and helpless so that we embark on the path of self-destruction, hurting others?
我相信我们大家都能够明白，当我们觉得是被抛弃、被遗弃或者是被看低的时候。
And I think we can all understand it is when we feel abandoned and alienated.
我们觉得最没有再活下去的那一种的价值，再也没有活下去的那种勇气。
We believe there's no more value in living on and no courage to carry on.
前一阵子的一些记录报道说，很多的老人家是被自己家里人遗弃。
Some reports earlier mentioned that many elderly people feel that they've been abandoned by their families.
上个星期，一江牧师告诉我们，要注重、要注意老人家的这个尊严。
Last week, Pastor Yi Jiang reminded us that we have to look after the dignity of the older persons.
而讲到尊严，讲到看重人，讲到让人感觉到受尊重，除了上帝，再也没有谁能跟他比。
And when we talk about dignity, valuing a person aside from God, we cannot understand this as well.
希伯来书的作者来到快要结束的时候，再一次呢，把这一件事情作为整个书的这个总结。
And the author of Hebrews, nearing the end of the book, uses this as a conclusion.
我们从头读到这里，我们再一次被主上帝自己那么激动的爱来激动，他说：“我总不撇下你，也不丢弃你。”
And we are touched by the words at the end of the chapter. He says, God says, never will I leave you, never will I forsake you.
这一句话最早的时候是当年摩西对耶稣亚正要带进去应许地的那一群人，他跟他说，上帝不会丢弃你，上帝不会撇下你。
And these were the words that Moses said to Joshua when he was about to enter the promised land. He says, God will never leave you, he will not forsake you.
今天也是我们一年一度的家庭主日。
And this is our yearly family day today.
我们深深的感觉到说，家这样的一件事情是上帝所看重，也是上帝祝福的对象，更是成为别人祝福的唯一的管道。
And we deeply feel the blessing of God on the family.
我们因此，我们每一年这个时候，每一个月，每第十一个月第二个主日，我们庆贺这个家庭日。
And so annually on the second Sunday of November, we would celebrate this occasion.
这本来也是我们国家的这个庆贺这个乐龄人士的一个日子。
It is also a day that the country celebrates the elderly, the older people.
这件事情再一次提醒我们家的这一个重要性。
And this reminds us once again the importance of the family.
因为家意味着接纳，家意味着容忍，家意味着关爱，家意味着承担承受。
Because a family signifies tolerance and acceptance and ability to bear.
我们今天社会走到怎么样的一个地步，我们的科技，我们的知识发展到一个怎么样的地步。
And no matter how technologically advanced our society is today,
你发现有一件事情肯定不会改变。
And there's one thing that's unchanging.
作为人，我们是需要被爱跟去爱。
And as people, we need to be loved and to love.
我们作为人，我们是深深的呢，是需要被接纳、被尊重、被关爱。
And as human beings, we need to be loved, we need to be valued, and to love others.
而这件事情，没有人比上帝更了解，也更付出最大的代价在这一件事情上。
And none other than God understands this and has given the highest price for this.
让我们今天再来温习一下希伯来书。
Let's revise again the book of Hebrews today.
为什么上帝他说他不撇下，他不丢弃？
Why did God say that He will not leave or forsake us?
那么我们也同时可以想一想，为什么我们感觉到被丢弃、被遗弃，或者是我们感觉到一种被隔离、被疏远？
And we can also think about when are the occasions we feel alienated?
什么叫我们感觉到是那么的孤单？好像就只有我们自己，好像呢人再也不理我们，也没有人在关爱我们。
When is it that we feel so forlorn, so lonely that nobody cares about us or values us anymore?
而这样的事情也没有人比上帝告诉我们的最清楚、最完整、最透彻、最深入。
And none other than God is able to show us, explain to us clearly how these occasions occur.
所以当我们一方面在看上帝那个不离不弃的爱的诚实，
and we, when we think about God's love that, is, that does not forsake or leave us,
我们同时也想什么是隔离，什么是遗弃。
We also think about what is being forsaken, what is being alienated.
那我们翻到希伯来书第一章第三节。
Let's turn to the book of Hebrews, chapter 1, verse 3. Hebrews, chapter 1, verse 3. The Son is the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of His being, sustaining all things by His powerful word. After He had provided purification for sins, He sat down at the right hand of the Majesty in heaven.
他是神荣耀所发的光辉，是神本体的真相，常用他全能的命令托住万有。他洗净了人的罪，就坐在高天之大者的右边。神对我们不弃不离，一个非常根本跟肯定的一个证明，就是有这样的一位洗净了我们的罪，永远坐在父上帝的右边，耶稣。
The fact that God does not forsake us is shown by the fact that His Son, who is forever at His right hand, sitting on His right hand for us.
也就是说，罪使到我们掉在一种被离弃、被撇下那种隔离的那种状况的里面。
Because sin has alienated us from God and separated us from His glory.
我们感觉到说我们是孤单，我们感觉到我们是无助，我们感觉到我们是被隔离的。
We feel lonely, abandoned, and alienated.
很多时候是因为我们在一种罪的状况里面。
Because we live and are mired in sin.
一个在罪的状况里面的这个生命不能够正常的这个操作，不能够正常的沟通，不能够正常的表达。
In such a situation, we cannot communicate. We cannot operate normally.
也不能够承受，也是不能够接纳别人的爱跟别人的这一个。
And we cannot receive love from others properly.
上帝知道我们不能够停在这里。
God knows that we cannot just stop there.
他为我们一次过并且永远的肯定的解决了这个问题。
Once and for all, He resolved the problem for us.
耶稣为我们赦罪，并且从此永远在天上坐在父上帝的右边。
Jesus purified us from sins and is forever sitting at the right hand of God.
另外一件事情使我们感觉到我们是被隔离，感觉到我们是孤单。
Another thing that alienates us from God
就是死亡。
And that is death.
死亡使我们产生恐惧。
It creates fear in us.
死亡使我们感觉到说我们好像是被放弃了，被这个不再被人注重了。
Death creates this fear that we are abandoned, that nobody values us anymore.
当医生告诉我们得了绝症，或者是我们已经这个日子不多的时候，我们心里即刻浮现这样一种好像被隔离、被丢弃的那种感觉。
When the doctor tells us that we have a terminal illness, immediately in our hearts we have a sense of loneliness and being abandoned.
在这件事情上，也没有人比上帝真正能够医治我们。
And nobody else other than God is able to heal us.
除了是那个肉体上上帝在我们身上的医治之外
，Besides the physical healing from God.
那一种生命里面那一种能够胜过死亡那一种的不被死亡成为一种障碍，也只有主能够突破，也唯有主能够完成。
The feeling that we can overcome sin and not feel that it is an obstacle, it is only God that can bring us through this.
我们来看这个几节的这个圣经，二章九节。
Let's look at chapter 2, verse 9.Hebrews chapter 2 verse 9, But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels, now crowned with glory and honor because he suffered death, so that by the grace of God he might taste death for everyone.
唯独借那成为比天使小一点的耶稣，因为受死的苦，就得了尊贵荣耀的冠冕，叫他因着神的恩为人人尝了死味。只有我们这位神，只有耶稣基督，
Only our Lord, only Jesus Christ,
他为人死，他能够去死。
Who has died for man? Who can die for man?
有很多神死不了的。
There are many gods who do not perish.
这种不能死的神，不用去拜了。
You don't have to worship gods that do not die.
因为我们是会死。
Because we are mortal.
不能够死的人跟我们没什么相关，就让他做神吧。
God who does, who cannot die has no relationship with us.
是我们的主，是我们的神，是那一个能够进入我们的状况，能够跟我们走在一起。
A God who can enter our circumstances, who can walk with us.
耶稣能够成为人。
Jesus could become man.
这个道，永恒的道可以成肉身。
The everlasting word can become flesh.
一个不能成肉身，不能进我们状况的神灵，不哪怕就是无所不在，什么自我拥有，也都是跟我们无关。
A spirit that can be around all the time, but who is not the word becoming flesh, who has no relationship with us, has no relationship with us.
耶稣基督所向我们显示的这一位神是会死，能够死得了。
Jesus reveals to us the God who can die, who is able to die.
这叫我们对死才有可能真正一种不同的了解和不同的看法。
So that we might have a different understanding and view of death.
我们再看十四、十五节。同样第二章。
Again, Hebrews chapter 2, verse 14 and 15. Since the children have flesh and blood, he too shed in their humanity, so that by his death he might destroy him who holds the power of death, that is the devil, and free those who all their lives were held in slavery by their fear of death.
儿女既同有血肉之体，他也照样亲自成了血肉之体。他要借着死败坏那掌死的，就是魔鬼。并要释放那些一生害怕死而为奴仆的人。死对我们人是一个极大极大的一个咒诅，也是极大的一种阴影。
Death is a curse and a shadow over humankind.
它常常在我们的心灵里面，它在那里服侍我们，在那边叫我们丧失那一种生存，在那一种健康活泼生命的那一种的这个可能。
It discourages us. It sets the life out of us.
它叫我们消沉，它叫我们害怕，它叫我们丧胆，它叫我们失志。
It makes us lose our courage and our will.
它叫我们失去信心，它叫我们灰心。
It makes us lose our confidence and discourages us.
这一件事情，耶稣基督完全跟我们在一起。
All this Jesus is with us all the way.
耶稣基督完全能够进入我们这种状况的里面，也实实在在是带着跟我们一样的肉身进入这种情况。
Jesus is able to completely enter into our circumstances.
哪怕我们虽然不能够一时胜过这个死亡的那一种的恐惧。
Although we are not able at times to overcome the fear of death.
但是当我们从此每一次想到死这样的事情的时候。
But every time we consider death.
我们不再只是一种孤单孤独的感觉。
We do not feel alone and forsaken anymore.
因为在这件事情上有耶稣曾经走过。
Because through all this, Jesus has passed through it.
耶稣在死的事情上走在我们的前面，也在其中。
In death, Jesus has walked before us.
他如果在这样的事情上成为我们的朋友。成为我们的同伴，成为那个跟我们走在一起的。
He is able to be our friend and companion walking with us.
我们每一天都要想这件事情。
And every day we have to consider this.
直到这件事情在我们的心灵里面成为一种沉淀，并且成为一种释放跟一种平安。
So that this will become a peace for us.
但是当我们想的时候，我们不需要凭空想象。
But when we think about this, we don't have to.Just imagine it.
我们想的时候也不是在那边堆积我们的所谓我们的信心。
We don't have to accumulate our faith just to understand this.
因为耶稣为我们死，耶稣进入死亡是一种事实。
Because Jesus has died for us and it is a reality.
它不需要由我们的信心去搭建、去建构我们信有才有的。
It is not for us to just construct with our faith.
刚好相反，就因为是一个事实，耶稣像我们一样真正进入死了。
But in contrast, because it is the reality that Jesus has entered death.
他的这样一个死的事实激发了我们的信心，知道说我们在死的这件事上，我们不孤单，我们不被撇弃，我们不是在被丢弃。
Such a reality gives us confidence that we are not alone, and we are not abandoned, and we are not alienated.
最后，在我们凭着每一天的生活的里面。
Lastly, in everyday life.
什么叫我们常常感到我们是孤独，我们是孤单，是隔离的？
What makes us feel that we are alone and abandoned?
就是 种种的试探，种种的罪恶的那一种的侵扰。
And that is the temptation and sins that we face.
当我们犯罪的时候
，When we sin，
或者我们在最终成为一种习惯的时候
，When sin becomes a habit for us，
我们一方面我们良心受责备
，Our conscience attacks us，
我们对此感到内疚。
We feel our conscience is not right.
但是另外一方面，我们总是好像很难去摆脱。
But it seems that we are not able to shake off.
我们也不敢跟人家说。
And we don't dare to share with others.
甚至我们开始会自卑。
And we start to feel inferiority complex.
我们也甚至开始封闭我们自己。
And we start to surround a wall around ourselves.
我们自我放弃。
We give up in our minds.
不撇下我们
，But God does not forsake us.
但主怎么帮助我
？But how does God help us?
我们来看第二章，第十七、十八节。
In chapter two, Hebrews chapter two, verse 17 and 18. For this reason, he had to be made like his brothers in every way, in order that he might become a merciful and faithful high priest in service to God.And that he might make atonement for the sins of the people. Because he himself suffered when he was tempted, he is able to help those who are being tempted.
所以他凡事该与他的弟兄相同，唯要在神的事上成为慈悲忠信的大祭司，为百姓的罪献上挽回祭。他自己既然被试探的受苦，就能搭救被试探的人。我们再看第四章十四、十五节。
And in chapter 4, verse 14 and 15. Therefore, since we have a great high priest who has gone through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold firmly to the faith we profess. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who has been tempted in every way, just as we are, yet was without sin.
我们既然有一位已经升入高天尊荣的大祭司，就是神的儿子。便持定所承认的道，因我们的大祭司并非不能体恤我们的软弱，他也曾凡事受个试探与我们一样，只是他没有犯罪，所以我们只管坦然无惧地来到施恩的宝座前，唯要得怜悯蒙恩惠，做随时的帮助。再看第七章二十五节。
Chapter 7 verse 25. Therefore he is able to save completely those who come to GodThrough him, because he always lives to intercede for them.
凡靠着他进到上帝面前的人，他都能拯救到底，因为他是长远活着替他们祈求。主耶稣基督现在已经在父上帝的右边，每一天每一个时刻没有停止的成为我们的代求者、代祷者。
Jesus Christ is now.At the right hand of God, unceasingly, every day, all the time, He is interceding for on our behalf.
这个事实，这个永远的事实，肯定告诉我们，他不丢弃，他不撇下我。
This truth, this everlasting truth, tells us that He will not forsake us, He will not alienate us.
我们这里在怎么样的败坏，在你在那软弱，在怎么样的丧胆失志，我们都不能够说，我们不能够到上帝面前。
No matter how destroyed, how broken we are, we can't say that we can't come before God.
可能教会错误的教导主导你到上帝的面前。
Perhaps some of the false wrong teachings has prevented you from coming before God.
可能我们的基督徒朋友错误的了解误导我们，以为我们不配到上帝的面前。
Perhaps some of our friends, Christian friends, have told us wrongly that we are not worthy to come before God.
希伯来书的作者告诉我们说，我们随时。上帝随时在再一次担当我们的软弱，再一次要释放，再一次要开创我们一个新的一种生活。
But the author of Hebrews tells us that we are able to have a new life, able to be released to come before God.
因为主耶稣做大祭司这件事情没有有效期的。
Because there's no expiry date for Jesus being the high priest.
是从今以后到永远，随时。任何的时刻
，It is from now and forever。
所以，我们不管在我们这里是在试探、在软弱、在败坏，我们总是要抬起头来呼求、祈求。
No matter where we are, as long as we are facing
temptation, we can seek God.
各位弟兄姐妹，也让我们告诉我们的朋友，没有一个地方，或者说在人里面，你找不到任何接纳跟帮助你的，请你呼叫上帝。
And brothers and sisters, let's share with our friends that in times of isolation, when they don't know where to seek help, that we should look to our God.
我们这里的问题，这里的软弱，这里的败坏，叫人不再看我们，不信我们，不信任我们，也不再想理我们。
And our weaknesses, and when people abandon us.
但是在神那里，永远都有机会。
But before God, there's always an opportunity.
这个机会是神自己设立的。
And this opportunity was created entirely by God.
是不受任何一种的阻挡跟拦阻。
It is not, there's no obstacle that prevents us from coming before Him.
希伯来书的作者给我们这么清楚、这么绝对、这么肯定的说，上帝不撇下，不丢弃。
The author of Hebrews tells us clearly and definitely that God will not forsake us.
我们重新能够被主再接纳。
And once again, we can be accepted by God.
我们重新可以被主再肯定。
And once again, we can be affirmed by God.
我们能够重新找到自尊。
And we can find our own credibility.
我们能够找到自信。
Our own confidence.
当我们能够有自尊、有自信的时候。
And when we have our confidence and credibility before God.
作者勉励我们说。
The author encourages us.
十三章第一节，要长存弟兄相爱的心。
In chapter 13, verse 1, to keep on loving each other as brothers,
要用爱心接待客旅，
and to not forget to entertain strangers with love,
也同时就接待了天使，
and at the same time, maybe entertaining angels,
甚至可以更进一步去帮助那些更恶劣的情况的那种受捆绑的、受迫害，
and furthermore, to even help people who are under chains.
当我们有了自尊，有了自信。
When we have our own value and confidence,
我们就敢向外开放。
We can look away from ourselves.
当我们自卑，我们就会自闭。
And when we feel inferior, we tend to look inward.
希伯来书的作者再一次叫我们知道，上帝重新使我们能够再站起来。
The author of Hebrews tells us that we can stand up once again.
如果我们把这些吩咐跟那个整个神学基础脱节的话。
If we listen to these instructions and divorce it from theology,
这些只是让我们拿来衡量其他的基督徒的表现，然后我们在那里变成那种道德主义。
It becomes just a ruler to measure other Christians by.
不是的，当他来到这里总结的时候，再提这几件：你们要相爱，你们要接纳，你们呢要帮助。
It is not just a moral yardstick. It is when it comes to the conclusion here, it is remind us to love one another.
是因为我们重新被上帝再一次建立起来。
It is because we are rebuilt again by God.
其实你如果仔细想一想。
Actually, if we consider carefully.
这里提到了兄弟相爱。
Here it talks about brotherly love.
这里提到了接待客旅。
And to entertain strangers.
以及那一个帮助那些受捆绑。
And to help those prisoners.
都在创世纪跟出埃及记上。
They have been spoken before in Genesis and in Exodus.
而我们本来在上帝的创造美好的旨意当中。
And as we live in God's creation and God's word,
我们来是一个可以是一个很自在、很健康、很有自信、很有自尊，因为我们是上帝在地上的代表。
Because we are God's representatives on earth, we can live with confidence.
我们本来是他的形象样式。
We are originally an image of him.
我们在他被所给予我们的这整个大地赋予我们各种的潜能跟发挥的那一种的这个机会。
And on the land that he has given us and all the potential that he is able to allow us to manifest.
但是因为罪。
But because of sin.
但因为我们的败坏。
Because of our fallen.
因为我们的软弱。
Because of our weakness.
我们反而丧失了那个自尊，我们反而丧失了那个自信。
We have lost our confidence and our self-worth.
因此他接下来他就提了这一件事情。
And subsequently he says,
这一件事情几乎在今天已经不用提了，已经没有人再提了。
In fact, this is something that today few people would mention.
什么事呢？第四节，婚姻人人都当尊重，床也不可污秽，因为苟合行淫的，神必审判。
And that is in verse 4. Marriage should be honored by all, and the marriage bed kept pure, for God will judge the adulterer and all the sexually immoral.
今天婚姻已经不再是一个婚约。
Today, the marriage is often not a covenant anymore.
今天婚姻是讲说适不适合。
It talks about, mostly it's talking about whether two people are suitable for one another.
你适不适合我，我适合不适合。
Are you suited to me and am I suited to you?
因此性关系已经不再是一个约，也不再是一个整个这个婚约的承担。
And so sexual relations does not become a covenant anymore. It is not part of the whole marriage package.
它成为呢是我觉得合适不合适。
It is something to just say whether two persons are suitable for one another.
我们不可能知道他的问题。
We cannot know the problems.
因为在上帝的启示之外，我们绝对不知道婚姻这件事情的价值跟意义。
Because apart from God's revelation, we cannot understand the value of the marriage covenant.
但是上帝在他的启示里面告诉我们。
But God in His revelation tells us.
婚姻人人要尊重。
Everyone is to honor marriage.
男女性关系我们要这个尊重，我们要珍惜。
We have to treasure and to respect this.Sexual relationship between men and women.
忠于一个人，同心从头到底。
To be faithful to one spouse forever.
而不是适合跟不适合，而不是来试试看的这个问题。
It is not a matter of suitability or testing, checking out.
因为在这样的一个正常的婚姻的里面。
Because in a normal marriage relationship,
我们的那个自尊，我们的那个自信，绝对得到最好的保障跟保护跟运作。
Our self-worth and our confidence has the greatest protection.
让我们在这方面继续来努力。
And in this, let's continue to work hard.
我们看到今天我们所处的时代不再谈这件事情的意义跟价值。
In this era that we live in, many people do not talk about the value of marriage.
教会要坚持家庭婚姻价值。
The church has to insist on the value of marriage.
而我们还要活在其中，要把它实行出来。
And we have to live in it, and we have to work it out.
希伯来书作者绝对不在这里再提意见，叫我们去遵守的事情。
The author of Hebrews is not just raising a matter here that we want us to follow as instruction.
因为这跟整个上帝给我们的那一种的爱和旨意是分不开的。
Because this is inseparable from the love and the instructions from God.
今天怎么样的人觉得？自卑，怎么样的人觉得没有自信
？What kind of person feels alone and forsaken today？
在一个不理想的家庭的生活婚姻状况里面
，In a less than ideal marriage，
父母的婚姻出问题
，Or when their parents have marriage problems，
孩子就感到自卑，跟不敢跟人讲话。
Children feel inferior. They're not able to speak up. They're not able to communicate effectively with others.
我们大人闹得天翻地覆。
And as adults, when we quarrel,
对小孩子来讲，他们感觉到他们是不被爱的，是被遗弃的，是被负面。
It has such a tremendous impact on the children. They feel that they're abandoned. They're not valued.
这是非常严重的。
This is something very serious.
我们求主帮助。
We ask God to help us.
帮助我们这些成年人。
To help us as adults.
我们能够去克服我们的这些困难
，to overcome our problems，
我们重新回到上帝的面前来被主所爱，被主所建立
，to come once again before God to be loved by God and to be built by God。
我们让每一个人都可以感觉到他是不被撇下，不被丢弃
，to let everyone feel that they are not abandoned, not forsaken。
当一个社会是一个不感觉到隔离跟疏离的时候
，when a society does not experience alienation。
你知道隔离这个字也被拿来形容成精神错乱。
Do you know that such a term can also be used to describe psychologically disturbed?
所以你可以知道，这样的是何等的重要，何等的这个看重。难怪我们的主呢，为我们在这件事情上做了和付了最大的代价。
So you can see the importance of this, and no wonder our Lord has spent so much time giving it such.A sacrifice for us.
今天在我们庆贺家庭这样的一件事情里面
，And today as we celebrate the family，
也在我们这个大家庭的
，And in our big family here today，
我们去活出这样的一个事情
，Let's live this，
主不撇我，不撇下我
，God does not forsake abandon us，
主不丢弃我
，He does not give us up，
让我们存爱弟兄的心
，Let's love each other。
让我们去接待客人
Let's entertain strangers
让我们更进一步能够担当那受捆绑、受逼害的。
And a step further to help those who are in chains, who are bound in chains.
最后，让我们记得。
And lastly, let us remember.
幸福已经在我们自己的手中。
Happiness is in our hands.
就是我们的家。
And then,
让我们尊重我们的婚姻。
Let's respect our marriage.
也让我们尊重我们的恋爱。
And our love.
我希望年轻人不要跟你的朋友一样，一个一个再换一个，他们是他们。
I ask that the young people, you do not just look around at your friends and follow the example of changing partners of boyfriend and girlfriend.
他们做的还没有证明一定是最好，是最对的。
What they are not doing is not the best thing to do.
但是你现在所领受的已经是证明是最好的。你的父母亲、你的爷爷、你的公公、你的曾祖父、你的曾祖母，因着他们的婚姻的忠诚，你今天这么幸福。
And what you have seen proven to be effective and proven to work is what you see in your parents, grandparents, and great grandparents.
跟你的那些朋友讲，不，我不想，我不想学你们那一种生活方式。
Tell your friends that no, you do not want that kind of lifestyle.
你们那种恋爱的方式，那一种搞男女性关系的关系，对不起，我不认同。
You tell them that your lifestyle, your casual sex, this is not what I want to follow.
我今天会这么一个健康、这么快乐在我的家里面。
I am healthy and happy in my family.
是因为我的父母亲、我的祖母、我的曾祖母、我的外婆、我的外公，他们一生相爱，一对着彼此，永不这个放弃。
It's because my parents, my grandparents, I see their example and how they are faithful to one another.
这个是已经被证明的幸福。
And this is established as true.
我们不需要再去试那些不知道是不是真的是幸福的做法。
We do not have to test other alternative lifestyle.
因为这是上帝所给的。
Because this was given by God.
当我们在今天这样的一个日子里。
And today,
我们为着我们自己家的幸福，我们感谢。
We thank God for the love and for the happiness in our family.
但让我们也在祷告当中纪念无数家庭里面那种难念的经的那种困难，我们求主让他们早日能够摆脱，能够胜过这些问题。
And we pray for other families when, who may encounter problems and hiccups in their relationships.
也让我们在等一下的这个时间的里面，我们享受家里面的彼此的这种的服侍跟这种的活动跟这个团契。
And as we experience the blessing and the love, later on as a family,
愿主恩待我们。
We got that, that's all.
我们一起祷告。天父，我们在你的面前，我们向你感谢再感谢。今天只有你向我们说这样的话，只有你向我们海誓山盟，只有你向我们承担，只有你向我们担当，只有你向我们许诺，只有你向我们承诺，你不会撇下我们，你不会丢弃我们。主，我们看到我们今天我们人与人之间的关系，夫妻的关系，情爱的关系，我们是那么轻易的放弃心意的这一个转变。我们求主你怜悯我们，当我们自己选择这样的做法，我们自己深受其害，知道我们遗弃了你那个你要祝福你所给我们的信仰。主啊，你让我们能够有那种能力摆脱，有那种能力说不，有那种勇气再一次回到你的面前，走回主你自己所给我们的这样的一条路。我们求主你帮助，我们也求主你纪念在我们当中家中许许多多困难解不开的难处，主啊，你圣灵的大能光照，你自己的爱再一次激励扶持那要放弃那灰心的求主，你自己对他们说，我不放弃你，我不撇下你。让我们走 那种坚韧的心在你的面前等候，在你的面前忍耐，你为我们开路，为我们开放。我们也要为着以下我们的这个义脉的这个团契分享的时间，我们向你感恩，叫我们在这样的时间之中，我们彼此的扶持。我们将祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名，阿门。让我们以感恩的心来向上帝奉献。